Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. It is Whiskey Week. No, it's not, actually. Getting my days mixed up, whatever.
I thought it was Beer Week. I thought it was Mixed Bitch.
You know, the only reason why I fucking remember, dude, is because I was deleting a file, and I just wrote beer.
Beer.
So that's all I knew. I was like, oh Cody already went. And then I had the tequila we was brewing right next to the fucking laptop. So I was like, okay. For the shortest month of the year, it sure was a confusing one or whatever. I thought we was doing Batman again, Cody. I was just like, what Batman movie did I not watch again? I was like, wait a minute. I said, shit, I'm getting backwards here. Ooh, I'm your
godfather. Shit, thank God we're not doing Batman. Shit, I ain't ready for that yet.
You don't want to watch the black and white version of
No, hell no. I'm good.
You don't want no UNITY of black and white and the Batman?
I'll be goddamn. This motherfucker did not do
that. Cody, that movie tastes like candy. Oh, Sam, giving me a heart attack because it's all right. Somebody said we were smoking rocks if we thought Batman and Robin was the best of that. I was like, did you watch it recently?
Because
it actually had heart. Heart.
Yeah, there's supposed to heart in that movie. Yep, unlike those other movies reviewed.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I didn't get it from that little. Speaking of black and white, that little black and white doll in Batman Forever. Imagine your girl gets you that for Christmas. Like, what the fuck are you supposed to do with that?
Like a dream catcher, some shit.
I don't know what. I think it was. It was supposed to like scare away bad dreams or some shit like that. Whatever. Like,
and why was it so coincidentally black and white? Oh, like Two-Face. What coincidence?
Or you could even say like, you know, Two-Face and Batman, one side black, another one white. And it's like, oh
yeah, fuck that movie. Anyway, sorry to cut you off. You were saying, sir?
Mr. Oh yeah, Godfather, that's right. I'm the Godfather of whiskey. I'm JB, sir.
I'm the Godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And it's Tequila Week. I can't believe we forgot our favorite week of the month. Usually here on The Last Drop, whatever. I don't know why we forgot it, but I just kind of drew a, what do they call it, a brain fart or whatever.
Brain. Yeah, that's what they call it. Yep.
We're sniffing this tequila. I gotta tell you, this does not smell like a Reposado at all. Like, it's like,
It's an interesting smell.
It's interesting. It's very interesting. The color on that shit, though, that is like,
that's just straight. That's just clear. That's just like a Blanco.
That's a Blanco. That is a straight.
There's no like, maybe there's like the faintest tinge of brown.
Man, your shit look really clear from camera.
It looks clear as fucking camera. If I'm looking at it, maybe I got the backdrop. Look at the. Hold on, let me put this.
Oh, I get what you're saying. You know what?
Yeah,
I do see a little bit of like that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think it's a little bit like a little almost like that, a gold tinge.
Yeah, like that piss water color.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like that, toilet water.
I didn't say that, but
I mean, it might taste phenomenal, and I call it piss water or whatever. But like,
a little bit, a little bit.
Like that toilet bowl water, you know, like when you piss in it a little bit and your piss is clean. You know, you drink a lot of water and shit, but like, you know, it's going to add some color in it because, you know, just filling up.
I will say this does have some nice lacing though. Like we wish around the glass, like it kind of settles down a little bit.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. And by the way, not that I'm saying it smells like a Blanco. I'm not saying that's a bad thing because I like Blanco smell. So.
Man, it's been a while since we reviewed like the same drink on the show.
It has.
It's been a minute.
What was the last drink we reviewed?
I think it's been years. I can't remember. It's been a long, long time. I know that.
I feel like if we didn't go to an event together, then
right.
It has been a minute, huh? People, we're talking about Lagretona here, whatever. I got some minis when we went to K&L. Mm-hmm. Me and Cody went we went our first K&L shopping together or whatever. And we were checking out the cash register, and I just saw this on my side of the register, and they were like $3.99. And so I was just like, fuck it, let's grab this and do it for Tequila Week or whatever. Damn, was this like a month ago?
Yeah, it's about a month ago.
It was like early January. Mm-hmm. So it's been a minute now.
It was a little bit after the fires started.
Yeah. You're right. It was like a week, maybe or two after or something like that. And I know that the Reposado, or this is Reposado, but I know the 750 milliliter bottle is like was kind of popular as far as like people were just purchasing it. You can get it for like 49 to 55 mm-hmm. bucks, around that range, whatever. They use recycled Coca-Cola bottles to make these or whatever. And I think a little bit of I'm forgetting the beer in Mexico. Oh, it's a green bottle, but not Dos Equis though. It doesn't matter. Probably that beer tastes like shit anyway. But because I'm sorry, but Mexico can get their tequila right, but their beer tastes like shit. So, that's what this bottle is. But I got the minis, and I only paid $3.99 mm-hmm. for each one. I just gave one to Cody and just said, "Fuck
it up." Appreciate you.
Let's just do it for Tequila Week because it's getting popular. So why not just knock it out ourselves, or whatever. I've heard mixed things about it. I heard some people enjoy it. I heard some people fucking absolutely hate it. I've heard some
I've never heard of it until we saw that one day. You got the minis. Never heard of it. Never heard of peep. So yeah, I'm going. This is pretty much blind. So I'm kind of excited about that.
I think the month of November or December, I saw a lot of people just like posting it, buying it a lot or whatever and stuff. And then I was like, you know, when you go to stores and shit like that, and you tell people like, oh, I'm in the tequila now, whatever, and they try to like give you their recommendations. When I got my Thomas Handy this year, the guy was telling me that this is another one that like buys out, whatever. Mm-hmm. Also the bottle is recyclable, so like I think most people use it like as a water dispenser realistically, because it has like that quart kind mm-hmm. at restaurants or whatever. So I think that's mainly the reason why they're, and plus the price, I mean, 50 bucks for Reposado is, you know, it's pretty solid, it's reasonable. I wasn't going to say that's dirt cheap, because I feel like most Reposados are like around 50 bucks. So,
yeah, that's about the average price range. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's about average price range. Whatever. A lot of vegetal notes on the nose.
Yeah. It's like a super vegetal. I'm almost getting kind of, it's almost like a sweetness I'm getting to on the nose.
Yeah.
Some kind of sweet, not artificial, but it is definitely like a sweetness going on.
You know, it's crazy because usually on most Reposados, you kind of get that oak vanilla smell to it.
Right. Like I'm not getting
any of that.
I'm definitely, definitely very vegetal, kind of minerally too.
Yeah, like minerally.
Minerally to it, earthy.
There's kinda. Like this earthy white pepperness to it or whatever.
Yeah, which I actually like the nose. It's actually, actually like it. Yeah.
Because I don't dislike Blanco smells. So. Yeah. I can't say that that's a bad thing. I think that's unique in a way or whatever. I wonder if this was a recycled Blanco barrel, what they use this for. So you get the agave too from which you're not supposed to get on Reposados neither. Like everything you get about a Blanco scent is like all this.
The more I dig into the nose, the more I like the nose.
Yeah. I see that sweetness you get into when you take those deep inhales, dude, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you get those deep inhales. It's almost like you, man, maybe this is my brain playing tricks on me. I feel like I'm trying to get that caramel scent in there or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting none of that.
I said I'm trying to.
I'm just saying it's like, it's nowhere near that.
Yeah, because there's that sweetness there, and you don't know what that sweetness is. And he's like,
I'm also getting kind of like a peppery kind of thing going on too.
Yeah, it's like a white pepper.
Yeah,
it's like a white pepper or whatever. I don't know what that sweetness is, but my brain wants to play a trick on me. It's like, is that coming from the caramel? But like Cody said, you're not getting that scent of caramel. So what is that sweetness? Is that like a sugar?
The only thing I can think of, because it's a Reposado, so I know it's aged in like oak barrels for like some sort of period of time.
Yeah, it's rested in 8 months of American oak barrels.
8 months. Okay. 8 months. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, that may be where I get a little bit of that.
It kind of has like that sugar cane kind of sweetness to it.
Yeah, actually, I like the nose.
The nose. Like I said, it smells like a really good Blanco on that or whatever. So, agave is nice and feels like cooked. Mm-hmm. You get that little citrusy mixed in with that pepperish or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Citrus. Okay. Okay, I didn't pick up with that initially, but now that you mentioned it, I do kind of get that.
It's like very faint. It's very faint.
Very subtle. But I do kind of get that, yeah.
Everything is kind of faint on this, except for that initial earthy agave scent to it, to whatever. Like it's definitely like a cooked agave or whatever, but it's like, it's almost like it's kind of trying to tone it down to be a Reposado.
Yeah, it's it's an interesting pour so far. It's very interesting. Let me tell you that.
Well, on nose, what would you give it if you had to rate the nose?
Like
a 3.33 maybe?
I'll give it a 3.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3. Yeah, I'm like in the 3 range or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not like mind-blowing. I think it's more of the uniqueness of like, oh, this don't smell like a Reposado.
Yeah, I think that's helping. Yeah, I think it's helping push the rate a bit forward. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because honestly, if this was a Blanco, I'd be like,
yeah, it smells like a, you know,
average good smelling Blanco. Yeah. Yeah. So that's like what, a 2.5 really?
Yeah, nothing off-putting about it. It just smells good.
No. Let's go for that sip then, Cody. Those
Are good. Hey, cheers.
Or salute.
Salute.
Oh, it's sweet right on the tip of the tongue, dude. It's like, I don't like that back. Oh, what is that little?
Yeah. There's a bit of harshness to this in the back.
Yeah, dude. This really
I'm not
hard.
Really digging.
No.
Up front, there was a little promise. But the lingering the finish, I'm not really crazy about.
Is it hitting on the side of your tongue, too?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Primarily the middle for me, but yeah, it's kind of. Actually, no, that's the size. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, like it's like on the side of your tongues or whatever and stuff, like on both sides, too. And it's like, ooh, that's not really. Mm. Like Cody said, there's like some promise because like the sweetness hits the tip of the tongue right away. And you get kind of that citrusy agave taste to it. But then like.
Yeah, this is a very fascinating drink, man. It's very fascinating. I could. That's probably the best thing I could say about it.
I don't even taste like a Reposado neither.
No, it tastes nothing like Reposado.
That is weird.
Yeah, that's.
If I could sidetrack real quick or whatever. We was talking about this earlier. I bought recently the Lost Lore. The aged and Imperial Vanilla Stout from Bottle Logic Brewing, which is a Reposado. I think I told Cody this is really unique, and I taste the stout influence on it, but I still get that Reposado note. Like I know, like it's kind of
right. You know, you're drinking a Reposado.
Yeah, that right there.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, this is confusing my brain. Like, because it's not really a Blanco. It's not quite a Reposado either.
It's kind of like falling in that Cristalino realm or whatever a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's kind of, yeah. Wow, you kind of nailed it. I don't really like those.
So. Yes. I don't think a lot of people.
Every time I said Cristiano, I just skip that shit. I'm like, nah, that does not agree with my palate.
People, we new to this tequila game, but we y'all tequila experts out there, we know that it ain't that good. Cristalinos ain't good at all.
Man, right? So I just went in for my third sip. There is good stuff in this tequila, but there's also bad stuff.
So, I love the front stuff. That's what it's going for. Oh, my. Okay, that third sip.
Yeah, because you definitely get the cooked agave, definitely some vegetable notes on the palate. I get a touch of cinnamon, the white pepper. But then on the like the sides, it's like this kind of astringent thing going on that I'm not too fond of that reminds me of Cristiano's.
See, I didn't like that third sip. That Cristiano.
That's probably my favorite sip, honestly.
That was probably my worst, actually, because I think what you said on the first sip, whatever, it hit me right on the middle of the tongue into the back end.
Yeah, and
I didn't like that.
And it's not really much of a finish on this either. It doesn't linger for too long.
No. The finish is almost like you said, fuck the finish, because it stays on the side of your fucking tongue so long, whatever. And it's like, I don't like that at all, whatever.
Yeah, for me, it's kind of sticking to like the roof of my mouth.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I can see that too. It's like this this clear wall of smoke. And I'm not saying this is smoky or whatever.
Right.
Like
right.
Like a clear wall of smoke around the root of your mouth or whatever, where it's just like, oh, what is that penetrating that clear wall right now? Whatever, like it's really hard to pinpoint the notes too on the tongue or whatever. Like I still get that little bit of sweetness on the tip of the tongue when I sip it, but like the rest of it is just like really mediocre.
Yeah, right. Man, I'm just so confused. This is 8 months in America. Oh, okay, I guess. I'm not getting any of those usual influences. No. Like a Reposado.
You get any oak flavors yet?
No, zero. No. Nope. Nothing.
I will say this. I think I kind of somewhat see why some people like it.
Yeah, because I don't think it's terrible.
No.
Like I would say if you just get into tequila and you try this, this is much better than probably the shit you probably used to drinking. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I'll give it that much. But I think we're pretty well-versed in tequila realm these days. So
might be the worst tequila we've had.
Yeah, this year. Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, still early, but yeah, this year for sure. Yeah, easily.
As far
yeah.
as like the additive free stuff, this might be the worst one I've had.
Additive free? I'm just trying to. Yeah,
I gotta look back on our worst stuff list or whatever. But
I think honestly, I'm trying to. I can't think of anything beyond this level. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with. Let me look at my worst stuff list real quick. Let me see. Yeah, dude, all the tequila on there is additive. Guy has additives and shit in it. Oh, you know what? Except for the Cascanes and Añejo, that new batch or whatever. That's the only one that was additive free.
Okay. Now, I don't know, my palate's getting acclimated to this, like my fifth or sixth sip. Now I'm getting a little bit of that oak character. Now it's coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Still doesn't taste like a typical reposado, but I am getting a little bit of that oak character coming through now. I don't know, that's just me, though.
I'm still getting that bitter burntness.
It's very faint, but it's there.
I'm still getting that bitter burntness in the background, whatever. Like it's diluting my taste buds like crazy, where I can't think about anything really.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can see people like this, especially if you're not that expert tequila drinker. I can see people get into this. This is better than your average baseline Don Julio or Patron or. Casamigos or whatever, anything in that realm. So I would give it points for that, at least.
I think I hate this.
Like the more that's fair. That's fair. I don't quite hate it. It's definitely not the best, but I don't hate it.
Yeah, I don't think I like this. I'm trying to find something that would make me want to buy this again, whatever. And it's just like,
oh, I'll never touch this. I'll never buy this ever. don't twist it. I'll never buy this again. Ever.
and like, I'm with you too on like, yeah, this is much better than your average. I'd rather just tell someone to buy $34 worth of G4.
Yeah.
Than something like that.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at too. Which this is going to be hard rating this.
It's a really hard rating. I got to tell you.
Yeah. Because I'm stuck between a 1.5 and a 2 right now.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going to like tip the point over to the 1.5 to the 2 range. And I'm literally stuck in the middle between those two ratings right now.
See,
it's very tough.
I don't like this aftertaste. It's leaving in my stomach and shit either. Like that's
it's an aftertaste in your stomach.
Yeah, it's an aftertaste in your stomach. Like
that's a t-shirt right there.
Gotta edit that out now. Yeah, I see subtle of like hints of the oak or whatever, but it's like so faint or whatever. It's like okay. I don't know what that spice or whatever the fuck that's supposed to be on the tongues or whatever, but it's really just diluting all the flavors on my taste buds right there. It's got this like this mineral vegetal note, whatever, but it's cooked in with like this white pepper, and then I don't know what those spices are. I think that's probably one of the. I don't even know if that's a criticism, really. I just can't. Pinpoint what actually it is, Chrisum. I can't pinpoint what notes I'm getting because of that afterburn taste is leaving on the side of my tongues. And that's kind of bothering me because that feeling hasn't gone away yet.
Yeah, so it's like the flavor profile is a little muddled. I will say that.
It's like I don't like that burn to that bitterness too. Like it just lingers. It doesn't go away at all, whatever and stuff. So I gotta say, I give it just a point or the half the point just for like, you know, being somewhat different as far as like, man, I don't really know how to pinpoint this or rate this or in any form or another. Whatever.
It is very different. That is probably the highest praise we can give this pour. It's unique. One of the most different pours, most unique pours we had.
Very unique.
Yeah.
So like, I also too. I don't know how I would recommend this because I agree with it's going to be a really weird review. Yeah, I agree with Cody. I agree with him, but like, I don't know who I would tell to get this neither.
Yeah. I can't tell him. I can't recommend this to anybody.
Cause like I'm with Cody. Yeah. Like I think newer tequila fans that not drinking that bullshit or whatever, they would probably, I don't know. Actually, I don't know what they enjoy to be honest, if they like drinking that shit. but I feel like this wouldn't be the first thing I would tell them to go out of their way to drink. If they were trying to get into the additive free tequila. So like, I would probably tell them, oh, start with, you know, go to like the cheap brands like Ocho. Cause you can get those for $30, G4, obviously Yayo. I would like stay in that $30 to $50 range type of, El Tesoro. And then I'm trying to figure like, if you tell me you like all that, it's like, why would I tell you to get this then? because I'm with Cody. I think this is like for getting into it. But then, like, there's such other, I guess when you compare it to other brands or whatever, that's where it loses.
Oh, it completely falls apart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. So, like, on its own or whatever, it's like, it's unique. So, you know, I think this probably is more for experienced tequila drinkers because it's more of a conversational piece as far as what I'm.
It definitely is a conversational piece.
Whether it's negative or positive, it's a conversational piece.
You're going to get good conversation out of it. That's for damn sure.
Yeah. You're going to get something out of it. It's definitely great podcast material. I'll tell you that too right now. And that little miniature too, that was enough for like two good pours too.
Two good pours. I do appreciate the fact they use recycled materials too for the glass. Yeah. That's always welcome. So
I like the little miniature.
Yeah, I love the glass. I love the mini look. Yeah, it looks great. The bottle cap is unique too.
Yeah.
You see that a whole lot. So
these would be good points for that. I love the beach vibe of it, you know, because like
I thought the nose is really good.
Who doesn't have a bottle opener on your keychain? Come on. So these are good to have just to clack that bad boy open. I'm with Cody. I like the nose. Get with that. I like the nose. I think it's a good, rather you think good or bad, I think it's a conversational piece. I always like that kind of pour or whatever. So I give it props to that. I always say I want something different in Reposados instead of straight in the line or whatever. Oh, this is totally fucking different.
It's different. Whether you like it or not, it's different.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to pour the rest of this because I'm not going to want to eat more of this later. So I'm just going to kill this now.
Would you recommend this to you? I mean, would you give that rest of your pour to your girl or no? Would you be like,
oh, hell no. She'll like tequila in the first place, really. She'll like Reposados.
Yeah.
And this is not a Reposado. I don't know what the fuck this is. She wouldn't like this at all. Guarantee that.
See, this sip, the back end, I don't know what it is about that finish. I do not like that finish, but like, it's like a burnt taste to it.
I kind of see that. I kind of see what you're saying.
I don't know like if that agave is like toasted or cooked or something like that, whatever, but there's something there that's just like fucking that palate up in the back end there, and it's just like, I don't know. I think you kind of lose what the nose gives too, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Because the nose is more it's more nuanced. You kind of pick out specific specific thing notes in the nose. Whereas the palate is a bit more muddy, a bit more muddled.
Yeah, very muddy. Yeah, I think that is true, whatever. I'm trying to still pinpoint what that spicy note is, whatever. Like, it's not that's not a pepper. I mean, unless it is somewhere I've never had or anything like that. It's not like a white or black pepper. But, like, that taste on the side of your tongue, I cannot lose that. Now, granted, I've been sipping this since we started here or whatever, but it just won't fade away at all. So it kind of lingers. I don't like that. It's like getting a taste of raw onions on your burger for the first instead of grill.
Mm. The more I sip on this, I am getting more of a bit of a sweetness and a bit more of that kind of oak. It's not like just straight up oak, but I do get a bit more of sweetness in the palate. But overall, man, this is just, I think it's just a very underwhelming pour. Just in general, for my palate, at least for me,
I think the more I sip on it, the more bitter it gets, which is fucked up. I gotta say,
yeah, it like I said, it just kind of comes and goes.
I wish I had yours in whatever, because I wish it would just go.
Bye.
Yeah, adios. I need to. What's that motherfucker name? That racist cartoon? I need a Speedy Gonzalez. I needed to go. What's that that fucking cousin? No,
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Rodriguez. Yeah.
Man, they did not give a fuck back in the day.
I mean, cartoons.
And, you know, some people actually don't find that show racist. I find it amazing.
What?
Some people don't find it racist.
Do they find that goddamn skunk be a rapist? Like, that motherfucker. If you talk about the ultimate not knowing how to say take no for an ounce or whatever, like, yo, like... I'd like to go back and watch a full season of that fucking Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know if I want to watch that. I might feel icky. It's like, oh, God.
you think that's on HBO Max? I never looked it up, to be honest.
I'm sure it is. It might be. I don't know.
Should be, right? Like, it's a Warner Brothers cartoon.
Yeah, Warner Brothers production.
So. You know what? I'm actually going to type it in right now. I'm curious.
Pepe Le Pew.
I guess it was like a Looney Tunes thing, so you just...
Yeah, it was in that same wheelhouse, yeah.
This was before they were wearing the baggy jeans and everything, when they thought that, oh, they are on here. Wow, 26 fucking seasons. Jesus Christ.
God damn.
Damn. And that's just one version of the Looney Tunes. They got so god. There's a lot of fucking versions of this shit. There's a lot of fucking versions of this. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, damn. This goes back to the first episode.
What year was that?
1934.
God, is that old?
I think it's, I don't think they have every number on here because it says episode 14.
You said 1934?
Yeah, that's what the date says right God, there.
I did not know that shit was that old.
Look, like, at, that, look at that date. Look at that date. 1934.
I see it. 1934. Dang, that's what it says.
Damn. Shit. Hold on. That's season one. Let's go all the way. Let's go to the last season, which is season
30. That shit is damn near 100 years old. That's crazy.
So, Cody, season 31, the last episode, if this is the last episode. Damn, hold on. Season 31, Cody, went from 1987 all the way to 1997.
How does that work?
That's a long-ass season. Jesus
Christ. Well, like, what episode of years?
What the fuck? I think it was one episode a decade, Cody. Dead ass serious, because episode 17 came out in 1980, and then episode 19, 1990.
God, what happened?
Damn.
I'm not liking this aftertaste. This shit lingering right now. I'm not liking that.
I told you, man. That aftertaste is just like that's not good. Aftertaste is really fucking.
Yeah, bad. That's the aftertaste.
Oh, I think I just found the first episode due to Pepe Le Pew. Holy shit! I literally just clicked on any random thing, dude. And I think I found it. Season 10, episode 13. Adorable Kitty is the name of this all. And it says a tomcat dresses up like a skunk to get food, but he attracts the attention of Pepe Le Pew. That is the first episode.
What year was that?
1945.
Shit. But I did not realize this shit was that old. That's crazy. Either.
I thought it was like
maybe 60s at the earliest, 70s. But damn, 40s? That's crazy.
I was with you. I thought it was 70s to 80s or whatever. I didn't know it was this goddamn. I didn't know it was 30s.
Damn, 45. God, that's crazy.
I guess it makes sense because Mickey Mouse, that motherfucker was in black and white looking like a fucking stick figure.
Oh, yeah. Steamboat Willie.
Willie and shit. And that was like, what, 19? That was back when the World War II was beginning and shit. So, I mean.
Basically.
So, Adorable Kitty. I might watch that episode. It's 8 minutes long. Okay, yeah, I can easily watch it.
We should watch that review next week.
I think we will, actually. That shit's 8 minutes long, Cody.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Right? Little mini. Yeah.
Oh shit, that is funny as hell right there. At least the burning stuff went away now since I was talking about Pepe Le Pew's rapist ass and shit. But like,
yeah, man, I don't know what it is. These last few tastes I just made right here, this is not good.
Lost a point, didn't it?
Yeah, this is turning the other cheek for me right now. This is, I don't like it.
Cody feels like that fucking cat now that dressed up like a skunk. He's like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
and this tequila is Pepe Le Pew. It's like, oh, yeah, Cody, yeah.
I'm glad I just got this mini over with. I just fuck it. I want to drink this later. I got so much good shit in the house right now. I'm not fucking with this anymore.
I see that bitterness you're talking about. That sip right there hit the like right at the beginning of my fucking tongue, and it oiled its way into the back. I did not like that sip. Jesus Christ.
Okay, now it's somewhere between a 1 and a 1.5. No longer a 2 anymore. So it's going to be either a 1, 1.5. I don't know. I'm leaning towards a 1 right now.
Yeah, that's probably me. I don't think I'm going any higher. I think that 1 is for two reasons. I like the nose, and the one thing I can say about it is it doesn't taste like any other Reposado.
I like the nose. I love the fact that it's recycled materials. I do love the bottle design with the cap. Yeah. Very cool. Very unique. Like that. Otherwise, I think this pour leaves a lot to be desired. And this is just coming from, I'm just speaking for myself as a, I think it's safe to say we're experienced tequila drinkers at this point.
If you down it, dude, ooh.
Yeah, I'm about to just kill this right now. I don't want any more of this.
Yeah, that's what I did. It didn't. I didn't like that at all. Oh, that fucking. Oh, it's harsh and bitter as shit. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Luckily, I got a backup beer right here. So how we're gonna do beer. Close my palate real quick.
Luckily, I got water, I guess. Yeah.
There's my palate right now. That's better.
Yeah. Oh, that water tastes so much good. That water tastes really great.
Actually. Yeah, I think I'm going to land on one, my friend, for the La Gritona Reposado. If this even is actually a fucking Reposado, I still got questions about that.
Yeah, I think there's some trickery on that. I don't think that's a Reposado.
I don't know, man. I got questions.
I'm actually curious to look up that information because I don't think that's...
Yeah, because when you were saying that the rest in 8 months, I just looked it up. Apparently, that's true. Rest in American oak barrels for 8 months. I guess, maybe.
I think that's a lie, too. Hey, I ain't getting no 8 month American oak barrels on that at all or whatever. You know what? I was at a one until I sipped that last trip. It's out of fucking for me now. I don't even.
Nah, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't like that at all or whatever. Like that. It got worse the more I sipped on it or whatever. Like, I think it lost that with a little bit of sweetness too on that first sip I got. And it kind of just got like just bitter and harsh at the end or whatever. And it's just like, man. I was.
Hey, we gave it a fair shot, man. I was really trying to like pinpoint, you know, pick it out and give it a fair review. Which I believe we did.
Yeah.
And I think ultimately at the end of the day, it just falls flat.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I think it just falls flat or whatever. It had something going for it. Maybe not even much going for it or whatever. It just had something, you know, like on that nose. It's like, oh, it's got a little bit of uniqueness to it. It smells like a Blanco. Looks like a fucking Blanco damn near. Sipped it on that first try. Didn't like that back end, but that front end had some little promise. Unlike for Cody, for me, it kind of just got worse because it just got more harsh, especially on that back end, that finish or whatever. It was just bitter as shit or whatever for some reason. I think it's just because on the sides, that burn just lingered on the side for me. So it just didn't help it get any better. I was lingering on that one for long because of the nose or whatever and stuff like that. But I mean, I was like, fuck that. I'm not buying this again to sniff it. I can do that much better with something else or whatever. I can sniff.
Let's say you got that lost lore action right there. You chilling.
I sniffed that shit right there or whatever, baby. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't feeling that at all the longer it went on. And then that last down I just took, it was like, ooh, that was harsh. that was really rough right there. So I'm just out of fuck it. Like Cody said earlier, I don't really hate it as much. I don't know ill will towards it.
I don't hate it.
But I just don't know what I would do with this. I would never buy this again.
Fuck no.
I wouldn't even like, if we was at a bar and this is the only tequila they had, I would ask that motherfucker for some lemonade.
I'll just get water at that point.
Yeah. I'd be like, you got any, you got cocaine? I'm down for that.
I'm straight.
It definitely was a conversational piece, but
I will say I did have a good time talking about it though. Can definitely say that.
Never had something like it before.
This is good conversation. So, yeah.
It really just kind of just lingers in my throat now, though, and in my stomach. I'm just not liking it.
Thank Galactus for this beer right here. That shit, watch that
palate. I ain't liking that at all, dude. Man,
clutch.
Yeah, I ain't liking that at all. It's like lingering in my throat and my fucking side. Like, it lingered way, more in the beginning for me than it did for Cody. And then the more I said, it just lingered more. And then as more Cody said, it lingered, the linger caught on. But like the lingering just hasn't stopped, and I'm just not liking it at all. So it's a fucking
So I did a little research on this, and apparently there's a lot of batch variation with this pour.
Ugh.
So who knows? Maybe we got a bad batch. I'm not willing to find out though, because I just don't give a fuck at this point. Maybe that's the case. Maybe not. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't care.
Too little, too late at this point. I'm moving on.
To quote that famous Stephen A. Smith line, "We don't care." We don't care. Yeah, it wasn't that creative and unique for me to like go like, yeah,
exactly. There's too much good shit out there. I'm like, I ain't gonna fuck with this.
Exactly. We wasn't gonna buy as much this year, or whatever. And the month of January and February said, "Hey, Negro, we got this released out now. You need to go get this bottle." Like, I was telling the lady at the store yesterday. I said I wasn't planning on buying these fucking bottles, getting that San Matias, and then you motherfuckers had to drop these Lost Lores on me. mean, I'm like,
raw floor, but
damn,
dude, that, I'm copping that Revolution bottle. I'll probably get a shit tonight. Actually, I gotta have that.
Funny enough, I was looking on websites to see if I could find it cheaper in Chicago somewhere or whatever. I think the cheapest I've only seen it was $75. Though I'm like,
yeah, right. I'll probably just grab it tonight. Fuck it.
Yeah. Shit, we might have a Lost Lore month on this motherfucker.
Actually, hey, yeah.
Cause hey, now you want to talk about doing some unique, different things, or whatever.
Hell yeah.
Hey, let's raise that glass out to Sergio Cruz over there.
I would drink to that shit. Sergio Cruz.
To Cruz, man, because he hit Cody with his most unique reposado in that yayo over there, whatever.
Yeah, man.
And he drops that Arte Nam, too. So, hey, Sergio Cruz.
Yes, sir.
That dude's a man. Right, my book. Man, that dude know his shit.
Hell yeah.
If I see Sergio Cruz's name on a tequila bottle, I'm buying that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's cop. It's automatic cop right there.
Yeah, because that dude is into doing unique and different things, and his experiments succeed.
Yes.
For me, at least.
Yes, all.
Yeah.
That I've tried, yes.
Yeah, I've yet to meet a Sergio Cruz where I say, I hate this shit. So. Oh, boy. All right, let's get out of here, though, Cody. We're running down the clock here.
They're like a plane.
I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.